Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelorette Wrap Up here for the cast preview and draft. I'm Amy here, as always, with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. I feel decently well rested after our nice podcation.
Shorter than usual, though, right?
Definitely, I'd say about 2 weeks shorter than usual. And I was watching the Bachelorette special this past Monday, and they mentioned, hey, yeah, the Bachelorette starts next week. And I texted you immediately being like, oh, shoot, we haven't prepared anything at all for any of this.
Right.
Luckily for us, we have a great guest, regardless of our lack of planning. I'm really excited. We have Mary Kwiatkowski on board today. Mary, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for inviting me to be on this. I am so excited to talk about something that is not Big Brother or Riverdale. And, you know, it's kind of sad, but at this point, The Bachelor may be maybe just as serious as those other shows. So
actually, we did bring you on. We're going to make you talk about Riverdale.
Oh, no.
In the pretext that Harry and Meghan just named their baby Archie.
Oh my gosh.
Just kidding. I've never seen one single second of Riverdale. I'm not saying that to be like, I don't watch Riverdale. It's more of like it doesn't really fall in line with my typical viewing habits, which is baseball, reality television, and half-hour comedies.
I mean, it's basically reality television at this point. It's just as unrealistic and ridiculous. So I think you would be surprised how much you might like it.
You know, I probably would like it. Gosh, I never really watched any of the teen dramas. Like, I never watched The OC or Gossip Girl or, gosh, there's another one. Oh, Pretty Little Liars. I read the book series, never watched the show.
Forget Riverdale and go watch The OC. That's your new assignment.
I don't know. I watched like Laguna Beach, but I never watched, you know, The OC.
Can't stand that because, shows like Laguna Beach, I just sit there going, how much of this is real? I can't. At least I know it's not real when it's The OC.
Yeah, that's completely fair.
We like our contrived reality over here.
We do. We can't help ourselves. So, Mary, would you consider yourself like a big Bachelor fan? Like, what's your history with the show?
So I started watching the show officially during Jason Mesnick's season.
Oh, which, wow. You're like, you've been around for a while.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to, let me look that up. Okay. 2009 was his
season. Like where the whole show kind of changed and became so drama focused.
See, I think maybe that's why I got into it then, because I know I had watched a few episodes of older seasons before that, but I never watched a full season. And I think my sister maybe had watched the one before that and told me to watch it. But I know I watched Jason's, and then I know I watched Jillian's, who was next. So I've been watching since then. And I think the only one I skipped was Caitlin's, actually. I don't know, just something didn't appeal to me about that one, but watched all the other ones, which I don't know if that's like a badge of honor or more depressing, one or the other.
I would say it's impressive.
Yeah, I'd say so. It's a long run. And am I wrong here, or did you also watch Young Ones, which was Cassie was on? Are you our Young Ones expert?
Oh my gosh, I am definitely not an expert, but I did watch the first like 3 or 4 episodes, and I actually stopped because I thought somebody should like make a video about it or podcast about it or do something. So I figured I didn't want to be spoiled in case that ever happened. But it made me, I mean, I don't know if anyone else has watched it. Cassie is definitely not the star of that show. So the subplot of the random guy friends of hers that are doing other things is just so much more entertaining. So that's a fantastic show to watch with your siblings or friends or something, because it's just ridiculous. I think my sister got mad at me because I had to pause it every like 2 seconds to comment on how ridiculous it was, but it was great.
And I don't know if I'm mixing you up with somebody else from Richmond, but were you the one who attended the Richmond date during Becca's season?
Oh, no, I did not attend that. I was out of town, but I did live in Richmond at the time. And much like everyone else who lived in Richmond, I was very confused about why they went there, because there's not much in Richmond. So. I mean, I don't know. Go to other places in Virginia if you want to see something. But apparently it helped our tourism board, so I guess that's fine.
Wow, smart move on their part. They maybe had some extra budget to spend and enticed Chris Harrison to come there. So just briefly, before we dig in a little more, if people don't know where to find you to hear you talk about Big Brother and Riverdale, can you let them know where that is?
Sure. Yeah. Everyone can check me out on my podcast, the Kowski Cast, at KowskiCast.com, cow with a K, if you want to listen to some Riverdale stuff that me and Kirsten McInnes are doing over there. We also podcast about the show Revenge, which was another teen drama from like 2010, I think.
I was going to say, isn't that not on anymore?
Oh, yeah. No, it only has four seasons, but it's another show that I think it's like the only teen drama I ever watched that really made me feel like both scared and happy. And it really took me through all my emotions. So I think that's a great show. I don't even know if it counts as a teen drama if the characters are like in their mid to upper 20s, but it's a good time. And
was it on the CW?
I think it was ABC, right?
I
feel like it came out like around Desperate Housewives. So yeah, I don't associate that one as a teen drama.
It's more like an adult drama. I'm not really sure how to classify it, but we used to watch that as a family, and so that's why I wanted to podcast about that too, because I don't think there are any other revenge podcasts. It's very niche, but if anyone hasn't seen that show and would like to go watch it and listen to a podcast, feel free.
Yes, and for BB, you're on RJP on the Wrap Up Network a lot, and also RJP talking about live updates and covering all of that. I'm not watching BB Canada. Apparently, it's the premiere or the finale right now, right? So, yeah, I'm sorry, we're taking you away from that.
Oh no, it's fine. It's all wrapping up, so I'm excited for Big Brother 21, but Big Brother Canada was fun for a while, but it was also just, I don't know, it was a stressful season. So I'm kind of glad we're moving on to other things.
All right. Big Brother's tough for me. I always give up about halfway through, and it was even tougher this season to give it up because Ethan got really into it. And so he always wanted to watch the episodes, and I would just be like, I don't feel like it right now. And then we got so behind.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I got really behind on the episodes. I mostly was just watching the feeds and listening to the updates, because the episodes themselves, like once you get a week behind, there's no point in going back. You can catch up and start again, but yes. There's just too many
there's
episodes.
So many.
Yeah.
Well, that can happen with a Bachelor and Bachelorette as well at times, but there are no live updates to follow. So we've managed to keep up with it so far. We have wanted to give up at times, but we haven't done it. So,
well, the podcast is one of the only reasons I watch The Bachelor live, because if it wasn't for that, I would definitely recommend watching it not live, because then you could skip through all the, it's not just the commercials, it's the constant like coming up later on this episode. I mean, if you cut that out, the show is probably 50 minutes long.
So true. The previews that show things that actually never happen later on. But one news item that we wanted to talk about was, speaking of previews, this show did something a little different this time around. Haley, do you want to talk about the cast reveal?
Sure. So we got the after the final rose special, in which we were introduced to Hannah as our bachelorette. Of course, we did the thing where we meet a couple suitors. We hated all of them from what I remember. Do I remember who any of them were? Absolutely not. I know both Lukes were there, but other than that, I have no idea.
She did give a rose out, so I do remember that guy.
I don't. So
was he on the cast list? I completely do not remember that either.
I have
all right,
no.
Well, I'm gonna keep it to myself.
Yeah, that's
oh, great.
Yeah,
that could be a draft point for me.
I think you should just take that freebie there, Amy. So pretty much the next day, they released the cast on the ABC Facebook page, which was kind of an interesting move. Wasn't really expected. Mm-hmm. But then it all kind of clicked as to why they did it. So they definitely started out with, Amy, what would you say, like 35 guys on the Facebook?
Yeah. No, it's just like their typical bad photo, like yearbook photo picture and name.
The photos are exceptionally bad this year. I can't wait to look through all. Like, they're horrific. Anyway,
yes.
My theory, and I don't think this is an original theory, why they did this was to get the audience to do the vetting work, which ABC has been, we've been upset with them in the last few seasons that they maybe didn't do such a great job, especially with Becca's season. They did a horrific job with some of the people they let on the season.
Leo, Lincoln.
And it was a good thing because one guy was found out to be just like a complete sleaze who would like slide into DMs and be really weird and, you know, the usual.
Yeah. So somebody like tweeted or on their Instagram said like, hey, this showed like screenshot of her DMs. And it was just really creepy. And they ended up taking that guy off the season or never fully casting him. So I think it was you know, they had their list of who were potential cast, more than 30 people, and now we're down to 30. So who knows what was revealed about the other ones who didn't make the final cut, or if it was just like, oh, nope, they're not popping on screen or in the room or whatever. But we do have our 30 that we're going to draft from, narrowed down. But before that, there are some other Bachelor, Bachelorette, Batch Nation news, a couple babies, more like babies to be, at least that I'm aware of. So Carly and Evan just announced that they're expecting, I think they announced it just really recently. And
like today.
So that never happens before we record.
No, very rarely.
And then
maybe we should start recording on Thursdays.
Maybe.
Jokes.
Jade and Tanner did a gender reveal. They're expecting a boy. And then on that Bachelorette reunion special, they just, a bunch of them have babies, but I think Desiree had the most recent one, another boy. So anything else that you remember from that reunion special, anything that was noteworthy, Haley?
I enjoyed it more than I was expecting to. It's funny, Randy Bailey slid into my DMs asking me, you know, if the special was worth it, if it was dumb, and I said, hey, like, I actually kind of enjoyed it. Like, it was a bit of a waste of my time. Mm-hmm. But I definitely had more fun than I was expecting to. One thing that I really hated and never want to hear again was that Becca and Garrett broke the bed during their fantasy speed date.
I feel like we kind of knew it, but we didn't really want to acknowledge it. So somebody sent us the photo. But yeah, why do we have to spell that out? Mary, did you watch the reunion Bachelorette special?
I didn't because I currently have the like five shows all in the same night thing happening. So yes. I've pretty much limited myself to watching those and nothing else during the week. But with Game of Thrones and The Amazing Race and Riverdale and everything that's on right now on top of Survivor and Big Brother. So a little bit too much, but I like that we're getting all of these baby reveals and baby news. I think it's a little bit interesting that it just seems like the Bachelor Nation only has a finite number of successful relationships. And so you kind of get a little bit inundated with news from only those people. And there's a couple other successful relationships that I would like to hear about, even if they're not popping out kids every other year.
That was a very good point. And this special, it kind of, like tweaked history a little bit. Like they threw in clips of Ashley and Jared, and it's like, well, Ashley was never a bachelorette. Like she wasn't at the reunion, and then they didn't show any clips from the two bachelorettes. I believe it was only two who did not make the reunion. And that was, Jen and Meredith. So like season
two and three.
So really early on. But, and then they would just kind of randomly show stuff from other things from Bachelor in Paradise. So it was a little bit thrown together, but I did enjoy, Haley, like you said, I did enjoy the special as well. It didn't feel like a total waste of time like some of these other ones have been. They poked fun at themselves a little bit. They had
knew going into it that it was going to be kind of dumb. Mm-hmm. You know, my expectations weren't super high. The clip packages were fine by me. I actually really liked the clip packages in this instance. Mm-hmm. When it's its own special rather than them, you know, forcing it into a premiere in which it's completely unnecessary.
Yeah. And I liked seeing all the women together sort of laughing about like who overlapped with who, like which guys.
That was great. They realizing like going around the circle, realizing whose Eskimo sisters was magical.
Yes.
Yeah, do you both consider the Bachelor in Paradise couples to be like official Bachelor success stories? Because I think it's not going to be long before we have more established couples from Bachelor in Paradise than we do from the actual Bachelor franchises.
I'll give it to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, at least they're putting people together. You know, Chris Harrison, he can make it into heaven or whatever it is that Rob's always trying to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also they've had quite a few like fails. Like if we look at, you know, who's there at the end and who got engaged and who didn't and who said like, oh, we're going to be together forever.
It's probably about the same as like
it's probably about the Bachelor, same. Yeah.
The ratio. Cause yeah, you think about like Grant and Lace and Marcus and Lacey and all these other Derek
Jordan,
Taylor.
Jordan. Yeah. Jenna.
Yes. Good call.
So yeah, I feel like we're almost evening out. We kind of forget about all of the failures. And also, a couple Bachelor in Paradise relationships didn't make it to that end platform. Like look at like Astrid and Kevin who are still together and Kendall and Joe who are still going strong.
That's true as well. Yeah. I think they just moved in together, Kendall and Joe. So other news going on. Yeah, so are you guys ready to get into this draft and see if we can predict a future successful couple?
Sure. I just want to do one slight aside.
Okay.
There is this wedding I worked on this summer, and I thought the photographers were really good. Follow them on my work account, whatever. You know, every once in a while, I'll scroll through, and then all of a sudden, I see like a picture of Kevin and Astrid on my work feed, and I was like, where am I? And it was funny that these photographers that I had worked on a wedding with, like, did a photo shoot with Kevin and Astrid because they're in Canada now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's they live crazy. In Toronto. Yeah.
They're small, like, weird world.
This cute, like, quiet couple, I feel like. Like, they're in the Batch Nation universe, but they seem pretty normal. Mm-hmm. So I like that about them.
You know, I actually just remembered, I always forget about this, but do you remember the season? I think it was Ben with the long hair, Ben F. Did either of you watch that season?
Yeah, that was my first season back.
Okay, I think it was his season. There was a girl who passed out in like the second episode, maybe second or third episode. And she didn't end up making it very far, but it was a whole thing about like, are they giving them too much wine or something and not eating enough because she passed out during rose ceremony and fell over. But anyway, she had gone to my high school and had a sister who was at my high school at the time. And so I got to interview her for like our high school newspaper. And I just tried to go back through and find my old article with her, but I couldn't find it. But yeah, forgot about that connection I also had with The Bachelor.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
I do remember that girl.
Yeah, it was like the first time I had to, you know, be patched in through a, I don't know, intermediary to talk with her, but didn't really get a whole lot of scoop except for the fact that they purposefully give them giant glasses of wine to make it seem like you're not drinking as much.
I also have a giant glass of wine with me right now.
Perfect. Need that to get through our draft. And there's 30 guys, so we're going to have 10 each. Sorry, listeners, you don't have your team this year. And then let's see, let's do a quick preview of some of the point categories. Of course, there's points for being the final one chosen, points for kisses, points for roses, points for video packages, points for being chosen as the next bachelor potentially or going on VIP, points for emotional stories, points for wacky entrances. So that's kind of our favorite thing to look for on night one. And anything I'm forgetting, you know who to follow. It's at GeorgeCTV on Twitter. He's got all the draft points covered. I don't have it in front of me, but I do know I won last year, which is historic.
By like a significant amount.
Yes, it was historic. You know, we wanted to invite Kirsten back. Not anything against you, Mary, but we just, you know, she finally broke the curse. The Kirsten. So, but she is busy watching the BB finale. BB can.
That's all right. You can beat both of the Kowski cast girls. And
that's true. She's your co-host.
Yeah. Now so. it's a Now it's just good omen that I'm here for y'all. Maybe you can keep up your hot streak.
We shall see. We shall see. But we decided to precast a couple other fun things that we want to throw in this time.
So get your pen out, George.
Yes, George, listen up. So, Haley, last time we had a virginity mention points. So what are we going to do this time?
So this is just for the very first episode. And it's, you get 1 point every time a guy says Roll Tide.
Perfect. Got to happen.
That's called the Doug Hunt rule.
Okay. Yes. And also, many of the guys this season have similar names or the exact same name. So we talked about if you choose somebody with one name, you cannot choose someone with that same name or a variation of that same name again. So you kind of have to call your shot.
Amy was a Hannah hoarder last season.
I did. It worked out well for me. So, you know, maybe this will be a strike against me. I shouldn't do this, but I thought it would be fun. And Hannah, no one expected Hannah to be the Bachelorette earlier on in the season. And so she just put me over the edge with getting the Bachelorette points this time. Mary, how are you feeling about Hannah as the Bachelorette? Are you excited about her season?
Well, I really liked her on The Bachelor. It throws me off a little bit. She's like younger than I am, which is already just,
it's tough. It's a tough thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and we usually don't have this. Usually it's a older bachelor and then a whole bunch of 22-year-old girls. So at least her men seem to be a little bit more spread out in age, but it's definitely trending upward. So I think she'll do well. I think she'll be entertaining and likable. I'm just not sure what the need was to have her on there. Like, I think she was a perfect, like, Bachelor in Paradise kind of pick. And I think I just instinctively want my bachelors and bachelorette leads to be someone who I'm really rooting for. And I feel like they really need love in their life. And I feel like she could do fine in other aspects. So I don't know how necessary this was, but I definitely think she'll be entertaining.
Yeah, I think, Haley, that's kind of similar to what we were, our reaction, like, we're looking forward to, I think she'll be fun, but it is, she's only 24. So
that's tough. That's really tough for me. I know, as a 27-year-old, I'm 3 years past that and I'm still like, ooh, I don't know about this.
Yeah. And scrolling through, it looks like the oldest guy in her season is 33. I don't know if there's anyone younger than her, maybe.
Well, you said she's 24, right? Yeah. There's a couple 23-year-olds.
23. Okay. So 1 year younger and up to 9 years older. All right. So as the winner, I'm going to choose what place we go in. This is tricky, but I think I will go last. So I'll take the 3-4 spot for the snake draft.
That's
Haley,
a good choice.
I'll have you go next and Mary go first. Ooh. Or Mary go first, then Haley, then me.
Okay. I feel like I need to get a pen out. All right. Let me think. I have written down my picking order, although somehow I see that I have 29 people here. So I'm missing someone. I'll figure out who it is eventually.
Probably wasn't worth putting on the list then.
let's hope I somehow don't get stuck with them. All right. I am going to go with my first pick out the board here. Let's go. Give me Chasen.
Chasen seems super popular amongst internet people.
Oh, really?
I saw his name come up a lot. I try not to do too much reading of blogs or anything to get it. I just don't want to mix my opinions up with anyone else's. But I did notice Chasen's name come up a lot. And I wasn't sure if because a guy named Chasen has a chance to become the first husband in the White House.
Right. It's like a popular, like a name that I've never heard before. And suddenly there's two people with this name.
So, Amy, according to your name rules, is Mary not allowed to select the other pilot either?
No, it's only by name. So luckily there's no other Chasens. Repeat. Yeah, it's too hard to keep track of repeat professions, and there's such weird professions on here. Like, I don't even know if I trust that these people actually are pilots if it says it, but
no, but I definitely, in my notes for Chasen, I wrote down, you can't have two pilots last that long. And so I think Chasen will be the longer lasting pilot. So
all right.
I definitely would have gone with him anyway, but yeah, I didn't know that he was a popular internet pick. I just thought he looked overall like the sort of attractive, kind of bland guy. And I think that he's going to give the show a lot of confessional type things that they want. He already has his ready to spread his wings and find the love of his life.
Oh my God.
So the I don't Jake know.
Pavelka.
Yeah. I don't know if he knows that he's not the lead and doesn't need catchphrases, right. But
or maybe that, maybe he's one of those not for the right reasons and he wants to be the bachelor and be Jake 2.0.
I could see that happening, but I think that he's just one of those middle of the road kind of boring people that would, I wanted to start off in the middle.
All right.
Do you love a man in a uniform? According to him, all women do.
Yeah. He's got his lines already, but he's not the bachelor yet.
No, but his favorite pastime is watching The Bachelor and drinking cocktails with his mom.
Yeah, everything in his bio made it seem like he's just trying to win over the audience with his, my mom loves me and I gave a Tiffany necklace to my sister because the girl I was dating broke up with me. So
true. He's going to be trying to be doing. Grocery store Joe. He's like, I want everyone to love me.
Yes.
But grocery store Joe didn't try. He just was. So we'll see. All right. Haley, who are you going with for your first pick?
Give me Kevin.
Kevin.
Oh, shoot. Okay, good. I'm happy with your response to that because
I really wanted Kevin.
I was worried because he was the only guy I had like a star beside. So I was like, okay, I need to get Kevin. He just comes off to me like a guy who is not there to just be on television, but he's cute. He has a good job. He's from middle America, which is pretty good. You know, he's close to his family, but like not, you know, giving his sister Tiffany necklaces. Mm-hmm. He likes Harry Potter, which is, you know, good on me. Likes to play the piano and sing. You know, I kind of went with Mary, where it's like he's not like the most riveting dude around, but I think he would be a good match for Hannah.
Mm-hmm. It's not because he loves Harry Potter, Haley. Was that part of it?
Probably not. I mean, it's a little part of it.
All right.
It helps.
I mean, that was definitely the part in his bio that turned me around on him. So I was like, okay, Kevin's heaven. You can hit me up whenever you want.
And he does have piercing blue eyes. So I feel like that would go over well.
Yeah. That was my other note, is that his eyes were following me.
It's like one of those haunted house photos. Did either of you watch the Chris Harrison reveal special?
No, there was one. Aw, damn it.
Yes. I had to dig for it.
I read through an article about the Chris Harrison reveal special.
What he said about Kevin was that he comes in knowing Hannah, but what he means by that is that he did his research and he said that could go one way or the other. Could go well, could go poorly. So,
ooh, interesting. Okay, I'm sending you this link to the Hollywood Reporter article where it gives you like the full body photo of it, where the ABC just kind of gives you the headshot. I need you guys to scroll down to Kevin's photo.
Okay.
So I put the link in our Skype chat for those who are listening on audio.
Right.
Amy will put it in the show notes because she's the best.
Did this full length photo influence your decision?
No, it turns me off a little bit.
Okay. Let's see here.
It's like super, because if you look at his show one, he's like upright, and on this one he's like crooked.
What?
Yeah, right, he's not the only person I have comments on their photo placement.
It's odd. Yeah,
there's a couple other odd ones, but
wait, so where is he in this? Let's see.
Just wait, hold on. He's not.
Are you talking about the cast photo or his like full length photo?
His full length photo.
Oh, okay. Let's see here.
Yeah, it's
sorry, I've
it's
never.
Not, it's not even photo. A full body photo. It's just still the waist up.
It's really it's leaning.
Like, it's like tilted.
Right.
It's very yearbook.
Yeah. Well, the other thing I was going to say about the Chris Harrison thing, so on the special, instead of just pulling up their photo, it's like one of those like moving images of the guys, kind of like a Big Brother intro or Amazing Race.
I was going to say,
intro.
Like in Harry Potter, like right. They have the thing paintings.
Yeah. So they're doing like their little, like wave poses. Or surfboard thing. And like five of the guys do the like tap on the glass thing. Like, is anyone watching? I'm in here. So
no, yeah. We're not watching.
Yeah.
Okay. What's great is though, on the ABC website, they have straightened out his picture.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
I think they just rotated it. I think it actually is leaning, but it's the exact same picture. They've just made it upright. Oh, that's great. They didn't do that to everyone, though. There's still a couple tilted people, but...
Interesting. Maybe that's his pose. Signature pose. All right. Well, we'll have to see if he's always leaning on night one. But where am I going for my 3 and 4? So for 3, my first pick... I'm gonna go the hometown route. I'm gonna go with Garrett.
Oh my gosh, I wanted him. He would have been my next pick.
I regret not picking Garrett for Becca's season. So give me Garrett.
Yeah, it's a lucky name there.
Yeah, I thought I think that's a really great pick. He's from Alabama. He's a golf pro. And his name is Garrett.
He looks kind of like Dean. So I thought.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, he really does.
So that's why I picked him. He's also. I think it said that he was nominated by a friend who thought he would be a good match, and he's like a church boy. So I just feel like he's definitely going far. I can't see her getting rid of the hometown guy right away. 27, so close in age, and yeah, should be relaxed. He's a golf pro. And also he made out on a football field with one of his dates. So he's also football loving, which she is. So give me,
Garrett. I went to college too. That's not what people did on our 50 yard line.
Oh, really?
I mean,
I don't making it. That's the joys of going to a Canadian school with like no football culture.
It's all foreign to you, Haley.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So after Garrett, let's see. Give me. I stick with Southern or not. All right. I am going to go with Dylan, a tech entrepreneur who has a fitness app that lets you donate food to people that need food. So do any of you know what this app is?
I mean, it's Fessy Fitness, right?
Yeah. I downloaded Fessy Fitness just to see what it was. It was awful. This is the worst line I have ever read in a Bachelor or Bachelorette bio. And there has been a lot of bad ones.
Right.
So, yes, he's the co-founder of a fitness company that allows people to work out while donating food to those in need. Hopefully, Hannah's hungry.
Oh, there's a lot of editorializing in these Bachelor files. Whoever's writing them like just lends their opinion at times, and sometimes they're a little extra thirsty, seems like.
I think after I had read maybe the sixth or seventh bio that just said, Hannah, does that sound like you or sound like anyone we know, I stopped with the editorial.
Right, it's like, okay, can't read it too much into this. And then Chris Harrison said that Dylan has a great story, so I'm hoping for some kind of emotional story points, and said they make a connection. So I'm thinking maybe he's like another Venmo John. We'll go the distance for a while. I don't know if his app is like Venmo, but you never know. So that's my next pick. That brings us back to you, Haley.
Okay. I might be getting into my weird strategy a little early.
Okay.
But I think this guy is a weirdo, but also I think he might go far.
Okay.
Give me Mateo.
Oh, this is one who a news story came out about. But the news story was just really recapping his bio. So, Haley, what is it in his bio that stood out to you the most?
Well, he grew up all over the world. He's lived in Austria and Kenya. His family grew up in Atlanta, and he's a mechanical engineer, and he has a virtual reality startup, and he's super smart. And he's also a sperm donor who's helped create 114 children for all types of families.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How does he know how many kids he's had? Like,
I don't know. And he once competed in a talent show where he chugged a gallon of milk in 10 seconds.
Yeah, that was the part that I turned
like
down.
That was the line for you, not like the 114 children, which fine, like it's weird and it's a thing and he's going to get a package about it and pun absolutely intended.
Yeah.
But the milk thing, that's weird.
Yeah. I mean,
he could be on BB Can. That's the challenge there, right?
Or have like a TLC show about him and his 114 children something. But he also described himself as the strong and silent type, which is just a description I don't love because it makes me think of like the Hound and the Mountain on Game of Thrones, and it's not a positive thing. So
well, let's see, how old is he? So like I'm trying to figure out like how
he's
old
is 25.
His oldest... Okay, so his oldest kid could be like 7.
Oh my gosh.
Like if he started when he's 18. Do you think any of his kids will be watching The Bachelorette? Do they know he's their dad?
Too young still.
All right. How about
do you think the parents are like embarrassed that they accidentally picked the sperm donor who's dumb enough to go on The Bachelorette?
Well, it's like I'm trying to figure out, is he like an open, like where it's like revealed, or he just like can like I don't know how it works, but like, can he like look into his record and he just knows the number? Or because usually like the kids can't contact you till they're 18. So, or you couldn't reveal yourself to them until you're 18 if you decide to, and if they decide to seek it out, that's what I've seen. So hopefully we'll learn about that. Haley, what did you think about the line? Talk about an icebreaker.
I hated it.
Yeah. Do you think he will bring this up to Hannah?
I'm really hoping he at least saves it for a couple weeks. Like, I hope that's not a first
literal
night
icebreaker
thing.
Yeah. Yes. And then I thought it was weird, if he could have any job in the world, he would be a firefighter. Like, why didn't he just become a firefighter? Mm-hmm. He's a management consultant. So that's interesting. But yeah, he's definitely gonna be a character. The only thing Chris Harrison said about him was that there's a cute moment where Hannah tries to pronounce the name Mateo. So apparently it's tricky.
Oh, Hannah.
Yes.
So this means I can't take Matt Donald nor Matthew.
You called your shot with Matt.
Which is, I'm a little Mateo. Upset. Matthew's family owns a winery.
Mm.
But I'm happy with my Mateo pick.
All right. Matt, that is the first Matt version taken off the board. Mary, who are you going with next?
All right. I'm trying to decide. I've got three here, and I'm trying to figure out who might make it back around. Oh, man. My issue is that I'm looking at people that I like, which is not the same thing necessarily.
Something tells me that mistake so many times. Hannah do not have the same type.
I don't know. Okay, I'm gonna go with another that I have written down almost nothing about, but I have smart, boring, will probably go far. So give me Tyler C.
Calling the Tyler shot here. Tyler C. Good looking guy, 26, a general contractor from Florida. Says he was drafted by the Ravens and he wants to skydive. Yeah, so you just thought boring, could go far, nothing.
Again,
alarming.
Weird photo.
Yeah, I like the sort of like vintage look of whatever he's wearing, but
I love the suit jacket, but the photo is like, hello, I'm here.
There's a couple people where they clearly told them to stand like almost completely profile, and it looks a lot like somebody was taking a picture head on and then really quickly ran to the side and moved the camera and gave them whiplash. There's a couple like that, so don't love that, but yeah.
You know what? He looks like he could be on Riverdale, and I haven't seen Riverdale either, but you said vintage look, and now I'm looking at this like his hair.
And he's only 26, so he's about the same age as the rest of the cast.
Perfect.
Playing a high school student. So that's great. You'd fit right in.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Chris Harrison said, good looking guy, but he knows it. That's what he said. Tyler C. All right. So then, Mary, you get another pick, too.
Yeah. Okay. The age gap is what's killing me, because some of the people that I really like are older, so I don't know how much that's going to scare her off, if at all. Mm. But I'm going to go with the guy who's giving me extremely strong Hayden Christensen vibes. Ooh. So I'm going to go with Brian, because I think that's who he looks like a lot.
Ah, Brian. He's 30. Oh. So, yeah, a little bit of age difference, but he's from Kentucky. So I had him high on my list as well.
Yes.
And his favorite holiday is Flag Day because it's his birthday.
Sure. He says, does Brian plus Hannah equal love? I don't know, but 30 minus 24 equals 6, which is a quarter of her life. So,
oh my God.
What is that formula where it's like something plus 7 like, or something?
Yeah, you can't date anyone who's half your age plus 7.
Plus 7, so you have to stay above that. Okay.
Yeah. But does it work the other way? Can you only date up to double your age minus 7?
Right.
Is that a thing? Because that's a much bigger distance.
Wait,
so that would be... Hannah would be... So 48 minus 7, so 41. She could go up to 41.
No, I think you always have to go from the older person. So if he's 30, half it 15 plus 7. I'm really bad at math. So 22. So Hannah's fine, I guess.
Right.
Okay.
So the 33-year-old, would that still be fine?
Yeah.
I can't do the math.
33. I don't know. 16.5. Is that correct? Plus 7. But this looks really bad at math.
As a note to everyone, this rule does not work if half your age minus 7 is below 18 and you are above 18. Just stop right there and rule those people out.
Good point.
So yeah, Brian, I think that's a good pick. I'm trying to see. Chris says that he loses his words with Hannah night one. So he gets nervous. So that could be, I always think that's kind of cute. I think
she could find that endearing.
I mean, she lost her words a lot. So
unless they both lose their words and just sit there in silence.
Right.
That would not be great.
Right. All right, Haley, who are you going with?
Gosh, I just don't know. I didn't do a great job preparing for this. Give me Connor S, because I'm pretty sure he was one of the guys on night one.
Yes, he was.
So I feel like we're going to see something from him.
Okay,
I was calling your Connor too. Narrowing these down.
I know you're taking the first pick on all these names. All right, so Connor, he's the same age as her, 24, investment analyst, Southern guy, which I always think is good for her.
And he loves Justin Bieber
and Spanish music. Even though he doesn't speak Spanish, which is fine. He was the one who had a stare or a step and had her like step up to be on his level or something, or to be on equal footing, which was all right.
Yeah, he wasn't the one about going down on her, right?
No, was that? No, that was not.
No. You know the other Connor, maybe?
No, it was...
Oh, God.
Well, I don't know if I want to tell you.
You don't have to tell me, but as long as you tell me later on.
Right. So Connor S off the board. All right.
I would really love for him to come back in and do the exact same introduction just to jog my memory.
Oh, yeah.
That
would be kind of smart.
Because I know they also had Connor J on the show, but I don't remember ever seeing this guy in my entire life.
What do you mean?
Connor J. I don't remember his face. I would have said it was a blonde guy.
Oh, was he on the After the Final Rose?
I thought both Connors were.
No, it was both Luke's, I think.
Oh, well, I've screwed up.
Yeah. So this, no worries there.
Right. Okay. It's all coming back to me now. Okay. Yeah. Because Luke S kind of looks like a weird Nick Vile. Okay. I'm here.
Got it.
My God, I'm so bad at this job. How have I not been fired 5 times now?
Oh my goodness. Let's see. I will go with, for my third pick. Any Southern guys left on my list here? I'm going to go with, I don't love his photo, but I'm going to go with Jed.
Ooh,
Jed.
Jed is a singer-songwriter.
I like the sweater, though.
You like the sweater?
I like the sweater.
He's got like the high hair going on. But his bio had something similar to the other guy I picked, where it was like similar to Garrett, where it was like he was nominated, or someone, his sister thinks he's the perfect match with Hannah. So it's like, well, if like maybe someone in their real life likes this person for them, maybe there's more of a connection there. And he's from Nashville. I hope he doesn't go the West route. Haley, did you notice on the reunion special, the little, they brought back Wes from Jillian's season, who was there for the wrong reasons. He looks a lot different these days. Life has been a little rough, but maybe he's just got older. I don't know.
Yeah, Jed reminds me a lot of James Taylor from a couple seasons ago, and not in a good way. I hated him, and I still hate him, and I feel like Jed's not there for the right reasons. I'm sorry. He's not.
Yeah, when they're the singer-songwriter, usually not, but they're usually like, there for a while.
I don't know if it's just now stereotyping for everything, or if The Bachelor is the problem with this, but like, if I'm on a dating app and someone's pictures are all of them playing the guitar or singing and their bio is all about how they're a singer-songwriter, I immediately am like, you're not here for the right reasons. You're just trying to get on my podcast to promote your music. Not happening. And I'm just been brainwashed by the Bachelor community. So, you know, I need at least one or two singer-songwriters who are down-to-earth people here for the right reasons.
To change your mind again, and then you will. Yes, will Hannah be able to help this songbird sing again? This is the question. The types of questions these bios ask.
Well, he was another one who was like 25 and was, his whole bio was talking about how his career had taken such a dark turn in the last few years, and it's been the hardest time of his life because of a breakup. And I'm not like saying that can't happen, but like, you're 25, you'll be fine. You'll recover.
And like, isn't that good for a songwriter?
Yeah, you should be writing music then, not stopping making music. That's a good point. Oh my goodness. Oh, he can shoot a rubber band with freakish accuracy. I didn't even see that part before, but that's also in his bio. Yes. Well, let's see. What did Chris Harrison say? He kind of said what you said, Mary, like, hey, maybe a singer will be good one of these times. Like, he's the guy with the guitar. We always have to have one. So, yeah, I took that as it could go either way.
I was mad that I had to see Casey again the other night.
Oh, yes. Casey with a K. Yeah. We had to hear him singing. Speaking of singers. Yeah, they like to throw in. Oh, and who else? Chris Bukowski. I was mad that we had to see him again. Who's been on the show the most. They kind of did like the superlatives of the most. I did like the one where it was like the first guy to bro shame Chris Harrison. And they had the clip of Chad. So
Ethan loved that. He was a big fan.
Yeah. All right. My next pick. You know what? I'm going to take the other pilot off the board. Ooh. I'll take Peter. He's a pilot. Still lives at home, but I guess he's always flying. I think Hannah still lives at home. Chris Harrison said
I'll give him a pass for living at home since he's, you know, like away from home so much.
Right. You just need a place to crash. But well, hopefully not crash because you're a pilot. Whoops. Other things I liked in his bio, he likes football, he likes line dancing, thought that would be good with Hannah. And Chris Harrison on his preview said that he shows up in uniform. So I don't know if both pilots show up in uniform, but this one does. And I thought it was a little random that it said his grandma's name is Rose. Like, is that supposed to be destiny because you're on The Bachelor? Like, that's a little bit of a stretch for me. But
yeah, there was a lot of like subtle Rose mentions throughout the bios that were completely irrelevant.
Right.
That makes more sense than me thinking that he had some sort of Titanic connection. So, okay. Yes. Perfect. The Bachelor, roses. Sure. Right.
Yeah. So yeah, Peter. And I thought he was a good looking guy. Bland, boring. So
yep.
Going with Mary, your strategy there. Haley, who are you taking next?
Give me Darren.
Darren. All right. What is it about Darren? 25.
I think he's cute.
All right. That's good enough.
I don't know. Like, I feel like we're already at the point, like, where we've stopped being like, oh, I wanted that guy.
Right.
So he seems fine. I don't think he's going to win, but I don't. Hopefully he's not going to go out night one.
Yeah. We've got Chasen. We've got Darren. So we got some good puns that could happen, like Darren to find love. Chasen Hannah.
Chasen for some love. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have you been able to determine, Mary, what the theme of this season is? Like, I've seen, like, promos with Hannah in a fairy tale dress, and I've seen, like, her roaring.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So her fairy tale dress, it's actually, like, a fairy tale pantsuit that has sort of a dress thing on top. It's actually really cool. Are you talking about the, like, Cinderella looking
one?
Yeah. Yeah. I looked at another picture today and she's actually wearing pants in it. So I actually really liked that. But there's definitely a few people in here who are talking about, like, wanting to take someone to a castle and dance at a ball. Also, than half the people mentioned going to the clubs. So there's that. I don't know.
Maybe Southern, that's where they were scouted. Yeah.
People who like clubs and football players. There's a lot of that.
So true. And a lot of skydive mentions as well.
Oh yeah. I think that's I wonder if we're at the point now where people just mention that they're so afraid to skydive, hoping that they get on one of those daring kind of dates, or one of those Darren. Kind of dates.
Right.
They know that'll be a moment.
Right. But I think they're still just I don't know if they're outthinking the producers yet. But they should. All right, Mary. Darren is off the board. Who are you going with?
I am going to go with Mike.
Mike. All right. Yes. And he's surprisingly the only Mike.
Yes.
31, portfolio manager from Texas. He's been to 30 countries. What stood out to you about him?
I just think he seems fun, and I think she's initially going to be drawn to people who seem fun and talkative and like she can get along with easily. And while I think the people who will win or go far are going to be the ones who sort of intimidate her a little bit initially, maybe. But I think that the people we're going to have for that middle part of the season, I picture a lot of lighthearted people with fun dates. So I hope she keeps him around. He just seems friendly and I love his picture. He's sort of got his eyebrows raised. And
yeah,
again, I'm mostly going with the people I like. So
right. Well, I think you hit the nail on the head with this one, because Chris Harrison said something about him being like, you know, could he just fall into that best friend role? But like, we love him. So he's definitely seems to be around a while.
Yeah. And those type of people, while they might not win, at least he'll be there. So
he'll go on some good dates. All right.
I'm mostly just terrified of getting people who are all going to go out night one. Right. So yeah. Oh no, this is really,
we're in the thick of it here.
Yeah. All right. You know what? Give me the box king. Give me Joe.
Yikes.
Joe from Chicago. All right.
Yeah. You know,
call
what?
Him your Joe shot here, because we have a Joe.
Joe from Chicago shot.
Yeah.
Yes. Hopefully he'll have a better record on the proper show.
He might not, but I think we've got like a 50-50 shot. He opens up his intro jumping out of a box or something.
Yep.
So that might get some points for that. I'm realizing now how old my team is. I need to start looking for some youngins, but I don't know. He seems fun. I did not understand the whole Box King thing until I read the rest of his bio, but he's got that crown. How long do you think it's going to be before he mentions that she can be his box queen?
Ooh.
So
that's going to be probably his opening line.
Yeah. His bio talks about how he was streaking in college. Just talk to Garrett. Garrett made out in college. So
ooh.
Yeah. Competitiveness there.
Yeah. He also loves, club hopping, going to Vegas, gambling. So I don't know if that's quite the match. But yeah, I think you're going to get those, maybe the VIP points, the kind of fun entrance, or even an intro package. We got to meet the Box King, right? We got to get that story.
Yeah.
All right, Haley. Your fifth pick
boy.
Here.
Ugh, I feel good about no one anymore.
We're only halfway through.
I know.
Pick number five.
Okay, give me... Oh, shit. I hate both Lukes so much. But I think I should pick one of them because of that.
Okay, right.
Ooh. Give me Luke S. Oh, Luke? No. Luke P. I want Luke P.
Luke
give
P?
Me
Luke. All right.
Yep. Ugh, I hate both of them, honestly.
Luke P. Yes, they were both on After the Final Rose. I don't remember much about this one, but... Just, I don't remember having great impressions, but
no, and I think him and Hannah have very similar views on like dating and mm-hmm. stuff. Tim Tebow is his hero, which is weak as F.
Sure. Did you see the preview for the season?
Yes, but do I remember anything from it? May not.
Oh, okay. I think he's the one that is like the drama.
Fine by me.
Chad. Potential Chad upside is what I'm thinking, if you can call it an upside, but yeah. This is the point where Chris Harrison in the preview said that there's more drama than ever with the guys this season. He said, like, I'm just choosing to mention it when I'm talking about Luke P. No reason. So sure there's a reason. So I think that's a smart pick, Haley, at this point in the draft.
Thank you.
Where else are you going? Or no, you don't get another one. I was about to throw you another one, but no. You're in the middle. You never have to go do the snake. All right. All right. So where am I going? It's a better question. So I am going to, I can't believe he's fallen this far, but I'm going to take Cam, the guy who got the rose already.
Mm.
So I have at least one point.
I Googled who it was after you had mentioned it, but I think while he may have gotten the rose, I don't know how much farther he's going.
I kept meaning to pick Cam too, and I just like didn't.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's going to be one of those that's like goes in overconfident now. Like he could have gone farther if that hadn't happened to him. I think it might have been a curse, but Chris mentions that he raps again, so he's gonna choose to do like the same type of intro because he rapped for his did a freestyle rap on when he first met Hannah, and that's what earned him the rose. He's from Texas, he's 30, so yeah, I think it could be he could be like kind of maybe a friend vibe as well, but we'll stick around for a little bit. All right, next, I feel like I need to take one of these names that I haven't taken. I feel like they've all been taken, but who do I want to go with? I will. This is so hard. There's nobody left.
It's very hard. Yeah, I know. And you're like, oh, Haley, it's too early. No, like once you get past the first five, it's trash.
It is. All right. I've got to take like a wacky one here. Give me John Paul Jones. because
his
name is
JPJ from now on.
Yes,
John Paul Jones.
There's the stadium near where I grew up was called John Paul Jones Arena.
Oh, really?
That's hilarious.
So we just called it JPJ, and that's the only way I'm going to be referring to him on this season.
Chris Harrison says he's like Spicoli from Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and that John Paul Jones is a mood. So
yikes.
That should be interesting.
I love that his occupation is also just listed as John Paul Jones.
Right. And then in the bio it says he's a financial analyst. So.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
But I think his bio came across a little bit more like genuine funny and a little more self-aware, than some of the people who were just desperately trying. I liked his. I think that if he comes on and he is kind of Spicoli-ish, then I think that he'll be entertaining as opposed to being more smarmy.
Yeah, I'm hoping he has like kind of the Jordan upside, where Jordan was like the model, but was just kind of lovable, at least on Becca's season. So. We shall see. All right, Haley, back to you.
Okay. Who am I now going to go for? Ooh, and I've really like backed myself into a corner by not taking a lot, or like taking one of a bunch of names. Oh God. Oh, this is so hard. Give me Devin.
Devin. All right.
He's friends with Wills.
Oh yeah.
So hopefully he's cool. What makes me nervous about him is that his advice to find love is don't be a sleaze, which hopefully he hasn't learned that from like experience of being a sleaze.
Like, yeah, he learned that from experience. Like, oh, I guess I shouldn't be a sleaze.
Yeah. I'm hoping he's like cool though. So fingers crossed.
Yeah. I think the Wills connection is what gives him bonus points. So, he also has an 8-year-old stepbrother who's one of his best friends. Yeah. So that could be cute. He could have an intro package with a little brother. Chris Harrison says that Devin does a reference to Colton's virginity when he meets her. No. So I don't know how that will play.
Huge mistake.
Mary, you get two picks here.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to take the villain. Go ahead and give me Grant.
Grant.
Yeah, I think that he's trying too hard to be the villain, and he's, you know, here to call out guys on not being genuine, which is the most disingenuous thing that you can say going on to this show. Right. So that's great. 30 listed as unemployed, so he's just really selling marriage ability here.
Yep.
He thinks he will be great in relationships because he loves PDA. So
I can agree with him that like any young guy who's like 23 is probably not here to get married right away. But would I call them out? No, I'm a Libra, so I seek peace. I'm not much of a caller outer, so
yeah, but a 30-year-old who's here and only talks about this kind of thing, that's even more desperate, in my opinion.
Oh,
I mean, you know, the 23-year-olds, they can bounce back. They got the rest of their 20s in front of them to date, but oh well. I don't know. Yes. His picture initially seemed a little more waboom than Chad, but I don't know. I don't know. His other picture here looks a little bit more rough, so...
Yeah,
I at least think he'll, if Chris is saying there's going to be a lot of drama, then I think he'll be around for a little while.
Yeah, I mean, he sounds so holier than thou. Like, I don't want to hear about your recent Instagram post, but yet he's unemployed. Like, what is he trying to, brag about here? But yeah, if he plans to call them out on it, he's going to be maybe like Chris Randone. I could see like from Becca's season having those kind of vibes. And then I'm trying to think, what did Chris Harrison do for him? He just pointed to the unemployed in his bio. I didn't really say much.
Perfect. Perfect.
All right. So that's Grant.
All right. For my second pick, I'm going to go in the opposite direction. I'm going to take the person I think my mom is going to like the best, and she'll be happy that I put him on mine. So I want Connor J.
Connor J, the other Connor.
Yes. Right, why? I had to make sure I didn't have both Connors, but I do not. Okay.
Why would your mom be happy with this pick?
I don't know. I think this is just, he seems sweet and he seems more down to earth, and he's looking for someone that he can build a life of love and fun with, and he has good manners. So I don't know. He just seems like a sweetheart, and he seems like one of those genuine people who is going to get voted off really early, get a rose early,
totally.
Even though he probably is one of the few people who legitimately is there for completely the right reasons. So I think my mom's going to love him, and I have a team of, I don't know, boring guys. So maybe
he's a nice guy. Yeah. He's like the guy that she should pick, but won't.
Yeah. So plus I need to make sure I don't get left with some of these other people.
Slim pickings now. Haley, where are you going for your next pick?
Okay, because we are in slim pickings territory, I am going right for the package points.
Okay.
I think because Ryan's job title is roller boy and one of his hobbies is tightrope walking, like, I feel like he could get a package.
Oh, for sure.
Or like at least some sort of entrance point. Like, he must roller skate in or, you know, something like that.
Yes, Chris said it would all be explained on night one what roller boy means. So we got to find out somehow.
I mean, he's no box king, but right. All right.
He's also the valedictorian. So he's a multifaceted guy. All right. Let's see who... I gotta get some of these, take some of these names, because you guys can't, because you have them.
Yeah.
Let's see.
So what happens if, like, we're like I'm left with?
Yeah, then we're not gonna revise, but well, if you're left with it, then you have to take it. It's like destiny, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's see. So I can't take Jonathan because I have John Paul Jones. Let me take one of the Matts off the board, and I will do Matt Donald.
Ooh.
I don't know why he has his last name, because they have Matthew and they have Mateo. He could just be Matt, but
says he's one of those like John Paul Jones.
Maybe I'm getting the first last name people. Rick Devins. I think he could have one of those emotional stories. He has deaf parents, so he knows sign language. So maybe he'll do that for his intro, and he likes Alabama football. So,
yeah, I think he's a great candidate for those Roll Tide points in the first episode.
Oh, perfect. Yes. Matt Donald. And one more here. Give me Dustin. Dustin, another Chicago guy. He was on After the Final Rose. I feel like nothing offensive, but nothing, you know, too exciting, but she'll at least remember him, so maybe that will keep him around a little bit longer. So we'll go with Dustin. All right, back to you, Haley.
I will take Joey and his very severe part.
Oh yes. Oh.
Joey, the oldest finance manager.
There's a lot of adventurous guys on this season.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I have a point. There is.
Wait, so what is... Oh, yeah. He is afraid of heights, but he bungee jumped and skydived. Maybe, Mary, maybe he's doing what you suggested. Like, he's trying to just, like, put it out there. Hey, I've already done this. So,
yeah.
Don't try it.
I think it's something like that. I don't know. Because it could go the other way. Maybe they're writing this just knowing that those dates get a lot of screen time and they always have like emotional bonding moments. So maybe by saying, oh, I'm scared of heights, they're hoping secretly that they will get one of those dates.
Oh, but, yeah. What is going on with this part? Is this shaved? Is this a style?
I would assume.
Okay. Yeah. That's a choice. Interesting.
He definitely seemed like he is diving into really wanting kids here, and I don't know if that's gonna scare away young 24-year-old Hannah or not. Not that 24 right. is too young, but that's the 9-year age gap, so
that is coming into play. And now that you mention it, Chris Harrison said that Joey has baby on the brain night one. So I don't know what that means, but is he going to do the Garrett thing and show up in a minivan? Because that actually worked out for Garrett. So it could be a good thing. But also that he has Jersey Shore vibes. Haley, are you watching that Jersey Shore Bachelor spinoff?
Am I ever? Oh. My God. Everyone should be watching it. It's trash. It's amazing. I love it so much.
Perfect.
It's great. I'm really enjoying that stupid show.
Are they doing like kind of Bachelor type tropes? Are they like ripping it off, or is it have its
really
own format?
Like, it's pretty, it's more like hitting the notes of Jersey Shore.
Okay.
Like, to eliminate the girls, you know, they say the cab's here.
Perfect. I know the promos really looked very Bachelor like, so I wasn't sure if it was just like,
yeah. No, I'm enjoying it, and if you love trash television, check it out.
Great. Who doesn't? Mary, you get two picks here. We are way at the end here.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to go with, I need some younger people. Let's see who seems young and fun. Ooh, okay. I'll go with the pro surfer Hunter. I think we could get a package from him potentially.
Oh, yes. So this had my worst line that I read in a bio, which was, we'd help Hunter wax his surfboard anytime.
Yeah. Gosh. He's one of our token, I'm a real Bachelor fan guys here. So I don't know if that's legit or not, but he's only been in two relationships and they've both been long distance. Not a whole lot of ocean access in Alabama for surfing, but well,
is that a red flag? The only two relationships and they're long distance.
It's hard to say. I did label some people as having red flags. He's not one of the ones I had labeled, but I mean, he's only 24. Like, he probably had a relationship in college and maybe one right after college or something. So I don't know. I think you get a little asterisk when you're that young, but
yeah. The surfing thing could be tricky. If his says his life revolves around the ocean, but yeah, it looks like a nice guy. So, you know, I think that's a really good pick for this far down. He was kind of my middle of the road on my list and just forgot about him.
So. Yeah, there's a couple people I just realized, like him and Dustin, I had it like 11 and 12 on my list and they just never got picked. So, okay. Yikes. Now everyone else that was down here in the 20s. Wait, I have to make sure I don't have...
You
know,
there's
names.
One of them that you have to take because Haley and I took the other two, which is
so you
can let him fall, I guess. But
yeah,
oh, wait, Matthew. Is that
Matthew, right? So I don't need to get him off the board,
right?
Yikes! Who is there even left? All right, one, two.
Who we have the... Scott Thomas, Tyler G.
She already took Tyler.
Jonathan, what? Oh, okay, never mind. Jonathan, Lucas, and Matthew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which stinks because Tyler G probably would have been my next highest pick. Okay, I'll go Thomas.
Okay.
And I don't have a whole lot of reasons why.
You don't need the reasons at this point.
Yeah, he says he loves his mom, but his mom has never met anyone he's ever dated. So he also loves the clubs like everyone else here.
Right.
He did play sports. So maybe not football, but got that angle.
Yeah. He's a international pro basketball player,
which means he's probably tall AF, which signed me up.
Yeah. And his nickname in basketball is Mr. Fourth Quarter. So maybe he'll last the fourth quarter of the Bachelorette season.
That feels like a stretch, but sure. Yeah. I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
Wow. And I guess, yeah, so that rounds out. I just realized that was
now
my
you have
pick,
to take
so,
the next guy.
So I have Matthew as my last person then.
All right.
I guess. All right.
You sound really excited about the last Matthew.
But you know what? Look, it's a young guy. So okay. I have like two people on this list under 26 and almost everybody's 30, so that's okay.
Yeah, he's 23. He's a car bid spotter. Any guesses what that means?
Yeah, Matthew was one of the people I had a low score for because I just was so confused by his bio. He is a car bid spotter and works in his family auctioneering business. But his dream is to get his real estate license. But then his other dream is to work for his family winery. Why are you working for the family auctioneering business when you could be working for the family winery right now? And
what's going on with this family? Is there like some sort of rift?
I don't know. Is this two separate sides of the family? Right. I'm not sure. He definitely seems extremely not worldly. I don't know how to explain it, but
sheltered.
Yeah, it's sheltered, but not in the typical sense. More of the sort of like spoiled kind of way, I guess, if he's getting just working in family jobs and has not been traveling or going anywhere. He does have a lot of tattoos. That was the other thing. in his bio. So says he's got like one full sleeve and then some tattoos on the other arm and legs and chest. So we'll see if Hannah's into tattoos or not.
Yeah. I mean, let's see. It's something that has to be in every bachelor bio, right? If they have tattoos or not, was like a standard question. So I'm glad they brought this back in. And actually last season, they didn't give us bios. So we take what we can get. So that's Matthew. All right, Haley, where are you going here?
I guess I have to go with Tyler G.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, he's there still, so.
That is a good enough reason at this point.
Yeah. Tyler G.
He's keto, not my jam. No. Anything where I have to stick to eating a certain food group or variety of foods or lack of variety of foods, just not my thing. If it's your thing, amazing. It's just not mine. I have no willpower whatsoever. Dream therapy analysis.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder what that would be like.
Let's just talk about your dreams and tell you what they mean. So that could be good night one conversation, right?
Yeah, I feel like that could be one of those like mini dates that people do during cocktail parties. Oh,
definitely. It's
the analysis of someone's dream.
Right. Want someone that can make him laugh. Knock, knock. Who's there? Hannah. Oh my gosh, it's just getting worse and worse.
Truly the worst thing I've ever heard.
He's the last one on the list, right? So just they were just like out of anything.
Yeah.
Kind of like a little bit of an Adam Pally look to him. So that makes me like him, I guess. But yeah, didn't love the bio. So Tyler's are off the board. All right. Now, got a few choices left. I cannot take Jonathan. I really don't want to take Luke. But I don't know what else. What other options do I have? I think I have to, right? So, but first I'll take Scott from software sales. Scott. He really likes Kris Jenner.
I'm so mad at Scott. I've been a waitress for, you know, a fairly decent time. If someone ever was like, I'm skilled at schmoozing waitresses into giving me free food and drinks, like, he's probably considering like the free nachos they give you as soon as you walk in the door, right? And like a glass of water, like free food and drink. What waitress is doing this? No, we're not. Mm. No, not happening.
Yeah, that's like an icky thing to put in your bio. Like, and then just for fun.
Yeah, I bet Devin is like, ooh, I can tell that Scott's skis.
Right. Whoops. Skis alert going on. He also just ran around in a circle in the mall food court acting like a flying chicken. It wasn't for a bet, just for fun, he said. So
I'm out. I'm so out on him.
I think this is the guy that, so do you recall from the preview that we actually see two former co-stars of Hannah show up in a van and they're doing like surveillance on night one? Mm-hmm. So I think he might be the one that they call out.
Right.
Based on like what Kris Harrison said, something he just said like, is he here for the right reasons? So he's one of those. But I basically have to take him. And then I have to take Luke S. All right. I kind of like that. I was forced to make these decisions because otherwise I don't know what I would do. Luke S. is the one that had the going down on her joke. Yikes. Going down south. And then Kris Harrison says that he doubles down on that choice.
Oh, that's upsetting.
Yeah. So this Nick Vile, poor man's Nick Vile, is not my favorite, but he is my last pick.
Oh, yikes. To be the poor man's Nick Vile.
Right?
That's a low bar. Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, I think he's got really strong BIP upside if he can make it like 1 or 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. I'll take that point. Good call. All right, Haley. One left.
Just tell me who I have to take.
It's Jonathan.
Yeah. Jonathan. Come on to Team Haley, yeah. Jonathan. Let's get to his little bio page. Learn more about Jonathan. He's pretty boring, mm-hmm. I would think. Although he says he's the life of the party, but it's one of those things where it's like,
if you
have to say it. He loves sparklers. Okay. Yeah. I didn't realize we're letting 7-year-olds on this.
What 27-year-old lists that among their three things they get to list in their bio?
Not I, my friend. He's a server in Los Angeles, which means he's a Mactor. Mm-hmm. So he's not here for the right reasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's out at the clubs, or he's at church. So yeah.
Seems like a tale of two men.
Yes.
That was the other thing. Your previous round pick, Tyler G, he is the only person who explicitly wrote in their bio that they do not like going to the clubs.
Tyler G. I also hate going to the clubs. I never, ever in my life again want to be out past 1 a.m.
Yes.
Maybe that's the drama of this season. It's all the guys who like to go to the clubs and Tyler.
Yeah. We'll fight it out.
What kind of dates are we going to get this season? It looks like...
I don't know. It didn't really seem like we got like a lot of ideas of what we actually might be seeing. Or maybe I just wasn't paying attention super well.
No, I don't think so. I didn't see like a bungee jump or anything like that. But yeah. And did you get any clues as to where they may be traveling? I know I saw her walking in tulip fields.
And Scotland.
Scotland.
Looks very Scottish. Oh, so yeah. The Netherlands and Scotland are two probably good guesses.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this is our draft. Should I do like a quick read to make sure we are on the same page?
Yep.
All right. Mary, your team. Chasen, Tyler C, Brian, Mike, Joe, Grant, Connor J, Hunter, Thomas, and Matthew. Haley, you have Kevin, Mateo, Connor S, Darren, Luke P, Devin, Ryan, Joey, Tyler G, and Jonathan. Then I have Garrett, Dylan, Jed, Peter, Cam, JPJ, Matt Donald, Dustin, Scott, and Luke S. All right. How's everybody feeling about their draft?
Bad. Like, I don't feel good about this.
Haley's draft is like 80% 24-year-olds and a 33-year-old.
I don't know what I did. I don't know what's going on. I don't feel great about this. I think I blacked out for this whole experience.
I'm excited to follow how it goes. You know what? Like, Mary, I don't know if the old team is a bad thing. I mean, I'm trying to think, like, Rachel's season, like she picked the oldest guy. I mean, she was older, but
yeah, it's mostly just I'm trying to picture them with Hannah because normally that's not a terrible way to go. I'm really regretting my not picking Garrett like I should have. I debated that instinct, but I don't know. Ugh. We do a family bracket, not a draft, but we do a family bracket every year. But we do it at during the first night before the rose ceremony. So you get a little tiny bit of time to see them. And the editing on this show, usually we find that almost everyone picks the first or second place person every year because within one episode. Yeah, it's so easy to tell that, but this was a lot harder just to go off of, you know, clubs and sparklers and auctioneering. So
yeah.
Yes. That's usually what happens when Haley and I are watching. We're like, oh, so our first draft pick was not shown at all. It's probably not a good sign.
The saddest one ever, I think, was did we do Desiree's season? No, it was Andy's season. Yeah. There's this really hot snowboarder where Amy, with your like very first pick, like the first pick of the draft, you chose him and I was jealous and upset because like I wanted him and Rob was like, oh, what a great pick. Like not 1 second of screen time and he was gone the first night.
Right. The picture deceived us or something. And then I picked grocery store Joe last time. It's terrible. So, although I guess I did see something in him that other people saw. So yeah, it makes it fun. So, Mary, how do you guys do it then? Like, you must do it really fast, like in a commercial break or something?
Well, you don't have to. Yeah, you can all pick the same people, but you write down. I'm pulling up trying to find my sheet from last year, which I have in front of me. Let me see. So, yeah, for Colton's season, I had Cassie winning. Ooh. So that was not bad. And I had Hannah G and Cassie and Kaylin and Hannah B in the final four. So it wasn't terrible.
No.
But yeah, you just write down each week they have fewer and fewer people. And so you write down who your winner, who your final two, who your final three, that kind of thing is. We usually watch it the next day and pause it during right before the rose ceremony so that we can do that or fill it out after the initial part, because it's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of not fair to have, you could have all your winners be the people who don't even make it past the first night. So we've definitely done it sometimes where you get a pass for the first episode. Sure. And then you make your bracket. But
sounds like your family should be one of the ones that like Chris Harrison shows up on the bus with and joins your viewing party.
I gotta say it's like the only way to get my dad and sometimes my brother to watch these shows. And, you know, having drafts or brackets for reality TV definitely helps, gives you someone to root for.
Definitely. Well, we really appreciate you joining us this time. We always love to get new blood on this podcast and find more people who watch this crazy show with us and introduce them to our audience. So, Mary, where can people find you? I know you mentioned it up top, but if they want to follow along on social media,
sure. You can follow me everywhere at Frail Mary. And I am mostly tweeting right now about Survivor and Game of Thrones. But I'm sure once The Bachelorette starts, we're going to get some of that. And yeah, my Riverdale podcast, like I said, KowskiCast.com. Feel free to check me out there if you're interested in Riverdale. It's ridiculous, and you don't have to be caught up. We're doing season one as well, and spoiler free. So if anyone wants to start watching something new on the off season, the season three is about to end next week. So getting some things wrapped up in time to start our new shows.
Awesome. Yeah, my sister is obsessed with Riverdale, so I feel like it's one that I should check out at some point.
Well, much like reality TV, since it's, you know, a new show with a lot of young actors, you can follow them on Instagram and Twitter like you can with people on reality TV and see behind the scenes stuff and that kind of thing, which is, you know, something we've only had for the past like 4 or 5 years, really. And I think it's kind of even more new to have it with scripted shows. So that makes it a little more fun.
Oh, that's cool. All right. And Haley, where can people find you?
You can find me, as always, on Twitter and Instagram at @8strong_. And you can follow my blog at strongtakes.ca.
All right. And you can follow me on Twitter at @RHAPRecapper. And Haley and I will be back for the premiere after Monday. So came up fast, didn't it, Haley?
It came up unbelievably fast. And like, I'm not prepared for it.
And so this means we're going to have supersized VIP, right? Is that why?
It does.
All right.
Amy, you and I are going to be here together every single week until September.
Well, that makes me feel better, at least.
Yeah. We're in this together.
We are.
Oh, yeah. Can we also like take a quick moment to acknowledge that we've officially made it to 5 years of podcasting?
Oh, wow. My gosh, 5 years.
Isn't that crazy? This is our sixth season of The Bachelorette that we'll be covering.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, how many total Bachelor franchise seasons is that then?
We've covered 15.
15. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Wow. Three a year for 5 years.
That's insane. Wow.
I know, it's been a wild ride, and we've had so much fun, and we're so glad that, you know, people listening are still along with us. That's pretty mind-blowing, even now, that people are willing to listen to us talk about The Bachelorette. Like, it's still such a wild thought that this is working. So thank you again for listening. We're so excited for the season, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, thank you, everyone. And we look forward to covering this season with you and for you to follow our draft. Follow at @GeorgeCTV after the premiere to see where our points line up. And yes, tweet along with us. And Mary, we hope you'll be back to discuss draft results later on.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited. And I just want to, as long as I can do better than Kirsten, I think I'll be okay.
A little rivalry going.
Yeah. Well, you know, everyone on RHAP is trying to invent these rivalries with me and Liana and me and Kirsten. So gotta, whatever. I need a win here.
People have been trying to do that with Allie and I forever for some reason.
They can try, but they can't break us up.
No, we are forever holding hands.
The emoji, the holding hands emoji.
Yes. Guarding and protecting each other's hearts.
Perfect. Well, on that note, we have to sign off. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.